Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Longing for Motherhood, Holding On to Hope in the Midst of Childlessness by Chelsea Patterson Sabalik is a Christian nonfiction book that addresses the pain and complexity of deferred motherhood. Drawing on the author's own experience, it speaks to women facing infertility, miscarriage, barrenness, child loss, or prolonged singleness, while also offering guidance to pastors, friends, and family members who want to respond well. The book is not a medical or technical infertility guide. Instead, it is a pastoral and scriptural reflection on suffering, hope, and trust in God's sovereignty. Its purpose is to acknowledge grief honestly, challenge the silence that often surrounds childlessness in Christian settings, and point readers toward comfort rooted in Scripture and the sufficiency of Christ. As a result, the book functions both as personal encouragement and as a resource for compassionate community support. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, childlessness as a hidden form of grief in Christian communities. One of the book's central contributions is its treatment of childlessness as a serious grief that is often minimized or left unspoken, especially in church contexts. Sabalik frames the longing for motherhood as a deeply personal loss, not merely an unmet preference or passing disappointment. That framing matters because it explains why many women experience shame, isolation, or spiritual confusion when pregnancy does not come, when miscarriage repeats, or when the dream of biological motherhood ends. The book recognizes that these experiences can be emotionally and relationally isolating even in otherwise supportive communities. By naming childlessness as a taboo subject, it challenges readers to understand silence itself as part of the problem. The result is a more realistic account of suffering, not only the pain of infertility or loss, but also the loneliness that can come from believing one's grief should be hidden. This makes the book useful beyond the individual reader, because it addresses a broader cultural and church-level failure to speak carefully about women's suffering. Secondly, Scripture as the interpretive lens for personal suffering. The book is structured around the idea that personal suffering can be understood through Scripture rather than through self-sufficiency or sentiment alone. Sabalik does not present biblical passages as quick fixes, but as the framework through which a painful life story can be re-examined. This matters because childlessness often raises theological questions about God's goodness, sovereignty, and care. The book responds by emphasizing that Scripture gives language for lament, endurance, and trust when life does not match desired expectations. In that sense, the biblical lens is not decorative. It is the interpretive method that shapes the entire book. Sabalik's approach suggests that hope is not produced by denying grief, but by locating grief within a larger account of God's faithfulness. For readers, this means the book is less about getting past sorrow and more about learning how to remain faithful inside it. The emphasis on Scripture also makes the book accessible to readers seeking devotional and pastoral guidance rather than doctrinal debate or academic theology. Thirdly, the tension between longing and divine sovereignty. A major theme in the book is the tension between sincere longing and trust in God's sovereignty. Sabalik does not flatten this tension by suggesting that faith removes desire for motherhood. Instead, she acknowledges that the longing itself is real, persistent, and often painful. At the same time, she argues that God remains sovereign over infertility, miscarriage, child loss, and other circumstances that prevent the dream of motherhood from being fulfilled in the expected way. This theological balance is important because it avoids two common errors treating suffering as meaningless, or implying that faith guarantees the outcome a person wants. The book instead presents sovereignty as a source of stability within uncertainty. Readers are invited to believe that God's rule does not erase grief but gives suffering a context in which hope remains possible. That makes the book especially relevant for Christians who want language that is honest, about unanswered desire without abandoning trust. Its argument is pastoral rather than theoretical, but the underlying logic is clear human longing and divine authority are not contradictory, even when they remain unresolved. Fourthly, a companion for those who support women walking through loss, although the book is primarily written for women experiencing childlessness. It also deliberately addresses pastors, friends, and family members. This widens its usefulness because many of the deepest wounds around infertility or miscarriage are intensified by unhelpful responses from surrounding communities. Sabalik's perspective helps readers understand that support is not only a matter of offering optimism or advice. It requires careful attention, empathy, and a willingness to enter another person's grief without minimizing it. The book, therefore, functions as a guide to compassionate presence. It implicitly critiques common missteps, such as forcing silver linings, offering simplistic solutions, or treating Mother's Day and similar moments without sensitivity. By including caregivers in the audience, the book makes the issue communal rather than individual. Childlessness is shown as something that affects families, churches, and friendship networks, not only the woman who experiences it directly. That is an important distinction, because it encourages practical support rooted in listening, theological care, and emotional restraint, rather than quick attempts to fix what cannot be fixed. Lastly, a personal testimony shaped by adoption and lived experience. The book's authority comes in part from its personal grounding. Sobolik writes from her own experience of childlessness, which gives the book a level of credibility and emotional precision that a purely abstract treatment would lack. Her background also intersects with adoption, a theme that gives her reflections additional depth because she understands family formation from multiple angles. This matters because the book is not merely arguing that childlessness is difficult. It is showing how a real person has navigated the disruption of expectations, identity, and hope. The personal dimension does not override the scriptural framework, but it strengthens it by showing how theology meets ordinary pain. Readers are likely to find this blend compelling because it resists both detachment and self-display. The testimony is not included for dramatic effect. It is used to demonstrate how faith can be practiced in a life marked by unanswered desire, in the broader category of Christian books on infertility or longing. This combination of lived experience, pastoral tone, and theological reflection helps the book stand out as intimate without becoming narrowly anecdotal. In conclusion, Longing for Motherhood will be most valuable to women who are navigating infertility, miscarriage, child loss, barrenness, or the emotional ache of deferred motherhood, as well as to those who love them and want to respond wisely. It is also a strong fit for pastors, small group leaders, and counselors looking for a biblically grounded resource on a topic that is often addressed poorly or not at all. The practical benefit of the book lies in its vocabulary for lament, its insistence that grief can coexist with faith, and its guidance for compassionate community response. Intellectually, it stands out because it does not reduce childlessness to a problem to solve. Instead, it treats it as a theological and pastoral reality requiring careful reflection. Compared with many books in the same category, it is less clinical and less formulaic, but more focused on spiritual meaning, emotional honesty, and Christian hope. That combination makes it especially distinct. It is not trying to replace medical advice or adoption guidance, but to accompany readers through the grief of unmet longing with clarity, tenderness, and scripture-shaped perspective. If you would like to support Chelsea Patterson Sobolik, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.